Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 586, Expert Tips for Creating a Newborn Photo Shoot at Home, because the early days with your baby are rare and precious, and you can capture them easily in a home newborn photo shoot using these tips gathered from photography experts. One of the easiest ways to capture the essence of your baby's first days is through the lens of your camera. There is no need to be intimidated by photographing your new cherub. Just relax and enjoy bonding with your baby as you snap some intimate shots with these proven expert tips from professional baby photographers. Number one, know the best time to plan a newborn photo shoot. Two, get organized. Three, location, location. Four, gather creative props. Five, make a plan for older siblings. Six, strike a pose. And seven, be prepared to go with the flow. A newborn baby entering your world is life-changing in so many beautiful ways. Soon, you'll be swept away with the intoxicating smell of new baby, combined with the heartwarming sound of sweet baby coos. Your precious bundle of joy will melt your heart every time you look at him or her. Ah, baby love. Those first days of your baby's life are moments to treasure, but it's easy to forget how special they are as you navigate the raw emotions of new parenthood. Between soothing your postpartum body, managing sleep deprivation, and getting comfortable with your new baby, the first precious days of your baby's life can be a total blur. How can you make sure you remember them? A newborn photo shoot. Here are some tips to help you capture baby's first moments with beautiful images you'll always cherish. First, you need to know the best time to plan your newborn's photo shoot. After months of patiently waiting to meet your newborn baby, you're finally bonding and getting to know him. While your plans may include lots of getting to know you and snuggle time, your baby has other plans. Sleeping. Newborns tend to sleep 8 hours or more during the day, and 8 or more, hopefully, hours during the night. Some of the most adorable newborn images are of sleeping babies with dreamy faces, all cuddled up and cozy, snoozing away without a care in the world. Think Ann Geddes. Remember this iconic Australian photographer? She put newborn photography on the map. Wondering when the best time to capture a quintessential sleepy baby pose is? You may want to plan this even before your baby makes his arrival so you won't miss it. According to most professional baby photogs, the ideal time for a newborn baby photo shoot is before 3 weeks of age. Newborn shoots take place in the first 2 weeks because during this time, the sleepy curled up poses can be achieved. After this time, babies tend to sleep less and are less flexible, so it will be less likely that we achieve these poses, says Sally Slack, a professional baby photographer. Another pro tip includes planning on photographing your baby shortly after his feeding. Photographers love to take advantage of their drunken milk stage, and who doesn't love that look of utter contentment a baby has when she's got a full belly? Next, get yourself organized. When trying to mimic a professional session, your best tool is organization. Spontaneous shots are whimsical and loving, but staged photos take some thought, so think like a trained professional. Here are some things to consider. Where will your at-home session take place? Who else will be posing? Is someone available to watch older siblings while you fuss over baby? What fun props will you need? What will baby wear or not wear? Will you need any special gear? If it's just baby, you and your spouse, invest in a remote control device to activate the camera on your phone. It's a fantastic tool for a do-it-yourself session. Instead of you having to run up and down to the phone to set the timer for each shot, you activate the Bluetooth and the remote connects to your phone. The remote control should be easy to hide in the palm of your hand, so it won't be noticeable in the photos. Have fun with this part of the process. Jot the experience in your baby's journal. Not only will the photos be a fantastic memento, but you'll appreciate the written memories years from now. And here's a quick tip for you. If you're not sure what types of pictures you want, peruse the hundreds of adorable ideas on Pinterest. Next, you're going to want to find the best location. Choosing the right setting for your baby's photo debut is something to consider well before you grab your camera. According to photography pros, the first thing to scout is a well-lit area with even light. A room with a lot of natural light from big windows is ideal. Master bedrooms are actually a popular choice for baby's photo shoot because using the bed as a backdrop is comfy and versatile. A cream or a white comforter allows for a clean, crisp setting where a pop of color can add contrast with a favorite scarf or a throw to swaddle baby. Take advantage of your porch or a sunny garden in the backyard. If your baby's cooperative, you can shoot for, pun intended, both indoor and outdoor shots. If you do choose an indoor setting, especially during colder months, be sure to have a warm room. One of the more essential tips for parents for a successful newborn photo session is keeping the baby warm and cozy. Crank up the temperature in the house about half an hour before your session start time, especially if baby won't be fully clothed for the shoot. Whenever you decide to work your magic, remember to have everything you need on hand and ready to go in that location.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Now you're going to want to gather creative props. One of the most exciting parts of an in-home photo shoot is choosing meaningful props. Props are an excellent method to bring your family's personality into the newborn photography session. Photography studios offer tips such as searching out family heirlooms, using fun hats, and placing baby inside a favorite throw you picked up on your honeymoon, just to name a few. The goal is to interject attractive materials and staging items. Think baskets, bowls, wagons, pretty blankets. those things that will add interest and a sense of flair to your photos. You can visit my page at www.quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, and this is episode 586, and you're going to see an adorable YouTube video called Amazing Baby Photo Shoot Ideas at Home that I have posted there. You're sure to gather some fresh ideas, and just be prepared, your creative juices are going to flow. Now, you also are going to want to make a plan if you have older siblings that will be involved. Before your baby's solo portion of the photo shoot begins, the pros recommend taking sibling shots first. This allows older children to feel like they're really a special part of the process. But once their part is done, they can go play, and you won't have to worry about them getting fussy or burned out before your solo shoot really gets rolling. And a quick tip for you. Enlist grandparents or a friendly neighbor to help out during the photo shoot so you won't have to worry about keeping the older siblings busy while you focus on the task at hand, photographing your newest addition. Okay, now, strike a pose. If you're planning your baby's photo shoot, chances are you've gleaned ideas from friends and family or searched out dozens of adorable poses online. There's the scrumptious newborn frog pose, the precious wrapped taco pose, and even the melt-your-heart tushy-up pose. These poses are the norm for professional studios. But as you plan poses, remember that when it comes to newborn photography, safety always comes first. You can still achieve a fantastic result without contriving a pose that may look sweet, but it's not in your comfort zone to arrange. Some simple poses include the back pose, side lying pose, and the tummy pose. Each of these allows you to capture your baby's pure innocence with minimal effort. Combine them with your hand-picked props, and you've now created a true masterpiece. You can read more about simple newborn photography poses on slrlounge.com. Check out another super sweet YouTube video for a great way to wrap your baby during a photo session, also available on my page at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. And don't forget those up-close and personal shots of baby's tiny hands, feet, mouth, and eyes. These are a must for your newborn scrapbook. Lastly, be prepared to just go with the flow. The key to any family photo session, particularly one with a new baby, is to keep your calm and go with the flow. Babies can pick up on your energy, so getting yourself into a peaceful state of mind before the photo shoot is vital. Regardless of how many awesome shots that you end up with, and you will, the best part about taking photos at home is that you can take a break if your baby gets fussy, and you can come back fresh later. And another quick tip for you, now that you've successfully taken dozens of marvelous, sweet baby photos, showcase them in an online video. FlexClip offers a free video service with creative templates that you can choose from. So now your friends, family, and baby lovers everywhere can enjoy the fruits of your photo shoot labor. Have you staged a newborn photo shoot in your home? What worked great, and what would you do differently next time? Join the conversation and share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. You can also interact with me on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page or Twitter. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com and listen and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope you can join me next week for a special podcast on teen anxiety. I'll be interviewing Jodi Amon, who recently released her new book called Anxiety, I'm So Done With You, A Teen's Guide to Ditching Toxic Stress and Hardwiring Your Brain for Happiness. She has some straightforward, actionable tips to help young adults get a handle on things that are so overwhelming for them. As always, thanks so much for listening this week. And until next time, happy parenting.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain or that you won't get a sunburn. or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.